This is your QCCR News Update. I'm Rick Conrad. As hearings continue this week into a proposed expanded fish farm in Queens County, Nova Scotia Premier Tim Houston has softened his stance against aquaculture in Liverpool Bay. Here is what Houston told a business luncheon in Liverpool in February 2024 about Kelly Cove Salmon's application to expand its current fish farm in Liverpool Bay and add two more sites.
On this specific question on the Liverpool Bay, I personally, if I say some places I think are suitable and some aren't, I personally don't think that Liverpool Bay is a suitable place. But that's my personal opinion. I respect the process. An independent review board will do their process and will have hearings. They'll do their thing. But my personal opinion is that I don't think Liverpool Bay is a suitable place for it.
But this week, Houston told QCCR that he's more comfortable with the company's proposal to add six pens to its existing site at Coffin Island near Beach Meadows Beach.
I think at the time there was the initial proposals were much larger than what is before the board now. I think there was some acknowledgement of the concerns that I and others had, certainly residents had, and modification, really bringing things down to size. So the board will make their decision now, but I was happy to see some kind of more appropriate sizing be put before the board.
Queens MLA Kim Maslin told QCCR that she is still opposed to the expansion.
My position has never changed. And I think if you check the record, there's not another MLA that has said that in this province.
A three-member panel of the Nova Scotia Aquaculture Review Board began hearings on Tuesday in Bridgewater. The board granted Kelly Cove's request to consider only the Coffin Island boundary amendment and leave the applications for two new farms for now. Lawyers are representing six groups at the tribunal. Queens County residents opposed to the application were upset that the board didn't hold hearings in Liverpool. When asked on Wednesday, Maslin said that when she found out the hearings were going to be held in Bridgewater, she met with Kent Smith, Nova Scotia's Minister of Fisheries and Aquaculture.
So I was very upset when I had a constituent tell me that the hearings were held outside of the community. I immediately went and met with the Minister of Fisheries and Aquaculture in person, expressed my displeasure and asked for the reasons why and asked for him to investigate it. Again, ARB is independent from government, but he did look into it, and we were advised that the locations that they reached out to here in Queens County to have the hearing were not available. One didn't respond at all. Do I feel that they should have changed the date? Absolutely. It should have been held here in the community and where the fish farm expansion is going, and the minister knows that.
The hearings are expected to continue until Friday afternoon at the Days Inn in Bridgewater. People can register on the ARB website to watch a live stream of the proceedings. That's your QCCR News Update, brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative. For more on this and other stories, please visit qccrfm.com/news. I'm Rick Conrad.